Man City.
Yeah, is Dan in?
Speaking.
Hey, Dan, it's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
What?
It's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning? Good to hear. Hey, I'm not sure if you remember, we spoke a few months back earlier in the summer about some equipment. I think it might have been some trucks that you guys might have been looking to bring on that we had you pre-approved for. You told me to follow back, you know, towards the end of the summer.
What's your rate?
I mean, depends on a few things. Were you looking to bring some trucks on, or?
Yeah, what's your rate?
I mean, we got a few different programs. What kind of rate are you looking for?
What am I looking for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I mean, what are you expecting?
For a rate?
Yeah.
3, 2.9.
Yeah, that shouldn't be an issue. I mean, depends on a few other factors. I mean, do you have a truck you're looking to bring on pretty soon, or?
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now.
When were you looking to bring it on by? I mean, do you have a deadline, or just kind of shopping around?
Well, I'm shopping right now, but we'll be getting one within 2 weeks.
Oh, perfect. I mean, were you looking to finance that one too, or?
Yeah.
Perfect. Do you already have a quote for that?
Yeah. A quote from other dealers, yeah.
Okay. How much was it for?
It's for $88,000.
Okay, and then what kind of truck was that?
It's a, Hino.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was that?
Hino car carrier.
You said Tino?
Hino, H-I-N-O.
Oh, Hino, okay. For about $80,000, you said?
Yeah, 2016.
Oh, I got you, brand new then?
Yeah.
Nice, who is the vendor you were looking to go through with that, too?
Well, it's a local vendor. We're getting prices from two local vendors.
Okay, which ones are there, too?
One's in Rochester Truck.
Mm-hmm.
Ah,
okay. Which one's the closer one to you guys? You're out there in New Hampshire, right?
Right, it doesn't matter. We drive all... In fact, I just got back from Virginia purchasing another truck.
Okay.
It doesn't matter where it is, we go anywhere.
Right. No, just asking. We're out here in San Diego, so other side of the country, but... Yeah. Do you guys service the, the greater New Hampshire area? I mean, just all over?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, quite a lot of business, I'm sure, that brings you, huh? Oh, that's cool. You've been, running the show the whole time?
Yeah, I'm the owner.
100%?
100%.
Cool. That was one of the other, factors we have that, we base it off of. You've been doing that yourself for 43 years?
Yeah.
Do you start... What was that?
Yeah, I said, of course I have employees,
Right, right. No, but I mean, did you, start the company and...
Yeah, I started myself. Right out of college.
Nice. I mean, is that how you got in the industry? Just, wanted to do it on your own? And
yeah.
That's pretty cool. Pretty, quite the accomplishment. It's quite a long time in business.
Yeah.
Another, another one of our factors, too, is, sales. How was 2015 for you guys?
Yeah, it's all right.
Do you know, general ballpark of what you guys did?
Oh, it was only 500,000.
Okay. Are you guys tracking for a little more this year?
Well, yeah, we used to do almost $2 million a year, but I had 7 months going at once. So.
Were you running all those too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Limo companies, boat companies, everything.
Oh, geez. Every sort of a vehicle you can have, huh?
Yeah.
Do you narrow it all down to just Dan City Towing?
It's Dan City Auto Body.
Okay.
That's what.
Okay, so, but now you're Dan's, Dan City Auto Body?
Dan City Auto Body and Towing.
Okay, I gotcha. I had, the old file as Dan City Towing, so, must explain that.
That was a long time ago.
I gotcha. When did you start Dan City Auto Body? When did you, make that one official?
Well, it's always been Dan City Used Cars Incorporated, Dan City Auto Body.
Mm-hmm.
Dan City Towing and a Dan City Truck and Auto.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Amber Limousine, we had Awesome Boats of New Hampshire, we had Payless Car Rentals, we had a number of
companies. Oh, wow, so nice, narrowed it all down into one, huh?
Yeah, and we had two facilities.
Okay, are you guys still at two or just the one now?
Just one.
Okay, how many, what's the fleet looking like now? How many vehicles are you up to?
Well, from 15, I'm down to two.
Just two?
We just need two trucks, that's all right now.
Okay.
Getting ready to retire, you know?
Okay. I know you've been in business for quite some time, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool, too. Something to look forward to, definitely. And then, you said you were looking to bring this on in within 2 weeks, right? Is that a deadline or just something you want to make happen by September?
Before October.
Okay. Is that one of the new trucks that, you know, you mentioned only two trucks. Is that going to be one of them?
Right.
Okay, I gotcha. So kind of holding you guys back a little bit, too?
Well, you know, we have trucks. That we want to upgrade them.
I see. All right, well, I mean, yeah, a few different things we have from us. Another one of our factors, too, before I, you know, say anything else. What's your credit like?
Well, I tell you, I just got a brand new Jeep at 3.9%.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, you've been in business for quite some time, too. Any, general idea of maybe a ballpark what your credit might be like?
Between the 7s and the
750. Okay, cool. So, yeah, shouldn't be too much of an issue then. That's, one of the key factors for the equipment especially. And then, what kind of terms and stuff were you looking to, what do you have in mind for this equipment? Do you want more of a, longer 5-year term, shorter, maybe like 2-ish?
Between 60 and 72 months.
Okay. And you're looking to get something around 3%-ish? Okay, well, I mean, like I said earlier, we have a few different programs, and one of the nice things about us and the equipment programs that we have is we have match or beat policy. So if you want to just attach the quotes you got when you send them over to me, we can, work out something a little more economical for you and, easier to work with.
Name of your company again?
Yeah, it's Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, okay. So do you do a lot of equipment?
Yeah, we actually specialize in equipment financing and working capital as well. So, I mean, if you needed some operational business cash, we could get that for you too. That's one of our bigger programs. I'm not sure if you're like familiar with capital at all. There.
All right. So the best thing for you to do is why don't you email me some information.
Yep, I was just going to ask for your email, and I'll go ahead and shoot over the application and a short list of what it is that we do need. With the equipment, it's very simple, straightforward application, just one page. Shouldn't take you that long at all to fill out. If you want to get it back to me today, we can start working on your file. With that, we're just going to need 6 months of the most recent business bank statements, and since it is the 30th of August today, if you did get those back to me today, we wouldn't have to worry about getting them on for this month of August. And then with that, just a copy of the most recent business tax return so we can get the ownership breakdown as well as the sales. So I think it would just be the first page with the, that breakdown and then the ownership page. But I'll go ahead and attach a list of that in the email I send over to you. And then when do you think I can get this back from you, Dan?
I'll have to check it out.
All right.
Give me my email. DanCity11.
Yeah, what was that? Dan City, you said?
Yeah, DanCity11. @gmail.com.
And then just to make sure I got that right, that's just Dan, right? Singular, not plural?
DANS.
Okay. Gotcha. And then number 11, 11. Perfect. I'll shoot it over, right when we get off the phone. And then I guess if I don't get that back from you, pretty soon I'll give you another ring so we're in the process and, we can see what we can do, see if we can, get you something you want to work with. Were you, did you have somebody else you were looking to go through for financing? Who do you typically lean on? Is there like a bank out there in New Hampshire?
LA Finance.
Okay, we actually had a UCC, filing with them. Yeah. Is that who you usually get your equipment with?
Yeah.
Okay, and is that who you're going to go with for this truck you're looking to bring on to?
I just want to make sure everything
Okay, well, that's what I was just going to say, too. Have they given you anything back, or... The 3%?
Yeah.
Perfect. So yeah, I'll shoot it over, but like I said with the match or beat policy too, if you want to attach any quotes or maybe summaries for the, you know, a rate that you might want to add, like, you know, and we really have a bunch of different programs, so we, you know, can get you a lot of different things to work with. Really flexible stuff, and we have a really fast turnaround too. So if you want to get this back to me the sooner you did, then we can get you some hard numbers to work with, maybe even by the end of the day or tomorrow. That doesn't mean you necessarily have to take the money, but that way you necessarily know what, you know, we can do, what you can shop with, you know, see what works best for you.
Okay, good enough.
All right, Dan, I'll shoot it over right now.
Okay, bye.
Bye.